track. You know, it's confirmation, right? I'm very, very thankful. And you know, it's all about loving Him and passionately loving Him and consecrating ourselves to Him, and about His glory and our destiny. And so, when I share with you, you know, I have these notes, you know, just so I don't get totally lost. But I might not use all of them, you know. I'll just speak from my heart mostly, and then this keeps me on track. Because what the Lord has really been sharing with me is what I'm going to share is really, I know, is the heart of God. And it makes revival not as complicated, if you know what I mean. It makes it attainable for us, pretty good, pretty easy. I mean, there is some work to do, but it's not like impossible, or you're continuously struggling. You know, hold on, sorry, I got to get a tissue. But anyway, so that's really the word that I have for today from the Lord, is that these things that I'm going to mention are really things we do already know, but they're very basic, but you can almost miss them, you know. But the Lord says for us to be like children. And so all of us, we can just understand. I forget that I have more people watching me. Okay, then. Maybe I don't need to think about it. But anyway, that's what I want to share. So, you know, tune in your ears, tune in your heart, because there's never nothing wrong with the seed. The seed is always in good shape, the Word of God. It's always perfect, and it's very healthy, and it produces life. Now, when it comes to our heart, we got to have good ground, right? So we can just right now, we can say a quick prayer and help the Lord give us good ground. So Lord, we thank You so much that we have this time with You. And Lord, we do, as we sang throughout our service today, our worship service, that we want to surrender all to You. And no matter what the cost, Lord, we want to glorify You. We want to pay the price and do what You've told us to do. So we pray that You will prepare the ground of our hearts. We offer it up to You, Lord, that You will give us good ground. Lord, help us to focus. Help us to cleanse our thoughts and to focus on You, Lord. Not even on who's bringing the word, but just really what You're trying to say, Father, to us right now, for such a time as this, in Jesus' name, amen. So what I wanted to start with was that, you know, we live in a time where there's a lot of acceleration, like even, you know, we're not really old, but we're older, right? So even for us, you know, we really feel that time is going so fast. Things are happening one after another, one after another. And I want to let you know that even the Lord is busier than He ever was. He's sending more angels down the earth. There is He's getting His remnant ready for a great move, a great influx of souls, which is really already happening all over the states, all over the USA. You know, there's tents being set up, people being saved, by the thousands, people being saved. And so we're going to feel it wherever we are. There's going to be new fish coming in. So really what I'm really talking to right now is actually to the church. It's to the remnant, you know. Not even the church as a whole, you know what I mean when I say remnant. Those that will walk with the Lord and are willing to have a tight relationship with Him as much as we can, right? So what I want to say is that to be ready we you know, in this dark world, we do need to be in that place where we also do some things that are physical, discipline, you know, like we need to vote, you know, I'm going to bring that up, and we need to be responsible citizens, you know. But really the biggest thing for us, okay, God's remnant, is spiritual. We are in a spiritual, genuine situation. In other words, we're not on a cruise ship. We're on a battleship, yeah. Right? So it ain't going to be rosy all the time. Yeah. So that's okay, right? So that's been like thousands of years, you know. But the victory has already been won, yes. Right? Amen. So so what I want to say is that our lives, we're called to bring down his kingdom down to here, down to earth. You know, that's the song we sang this morning. Lord, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And that is part of revival. It's very simple truth. But part of revival in the remnant church is that we, our lives, our whole lives, are to bring down the kingdom down here. Yeah. Okay? So that's a simple truth. The other thing is, we are to bring down his glory. The glory of the Lord. Now, we go into the area of how do we bring down the kingdom of God, you know, in a day-to-day life situation, right? How do we, each one of us, bring down the kingdom? That was also touched on in our worship service. We have a destiny. Bill mentioned it, I believe. And we have a purpose. We have, each one of us is very individually put together. You know, some of here, you guys have kids, you know, there's two couples here that have kids and a slew of them. And they're all different, each one of them. They might be in the same environment, which is yours, but every child has different gifts, different things they're interested in. Everything is different. Nothing is boring, you know. Some are even less boring than others. So the first step is that, and if we can get really this into our hearts, okay? This has to be so real in our hearts, okay? You've read good books, right? Christian authors, good books. Yeah. We all have. And some books you really remember, don't you? Yeah. I remember this book, Piercing the Darkness. It was a real good book. It's sort of science fiction made spiritual, you know, but it was good. So I just want to bring up to you, okay, that there is a book written about your story in heaven. Parents, children, the moment they're born and they take their first breath, their angel is right there. We all have a guardian angel. All heaven is rejoicing. And they have a very specific story to live out. Now, if we can really get this from the mind to the heart, then you can imagine what kind of God we serve. You know how many stories he's written? Wow! Amen. The other thing is that when he writes a story, guess what? Do you think it'll be a good one?
Yes. Absolutely.
Amen. Do we think we could do any better? No. No. So does he, when they make our book in heaven, does the Lord ask for our input when they have the meeting? Okay, we're writing your book out, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We're writing your story. What do you think? No. You know, that book was written before we ever came into the world. Okay? So that's very important to get that in your heart, that we have a story. We have a book. Okay? And when we live out that story, this is really simple, guys. This is so simple. When you live out your destiny, right, you will automatically bring the Lord glory because that's contained in your destiny. It's It's already written there, okay? Usually, even with your kids, parents, you can see what they're called for, you know? One can be a leader and they're pretty bossy, you know? They can be bossy. You know, one one is artistic and they keep on drawing everything, you know, so or dancing, whatever. So what I'm saying is, you know, if there is desire that you have in your life, if you have a strong, like you really care about something more than other things, you know what I mean? Like when you're an evangelist, you just look at every person and you can see them going to hell unless you witness to them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, you know, we have people like that. That's all, look at Billy Graham, you know. I bet you he witnessed in the elevator to people, you know. Then there are people that are pastors, and they have the patience of whatever. They have much patience and love, but they lead and shepherd their people. But they might not necessarily, we all need to witness, but not as fluently as the one that has evangelism in their hearts. So just even look at your own heart, and whatever stirs you, that's the calling you have of the Lord, and you can pray about it. Now, that was also mentioned today, that don't lose hope. Listen, when I look back at my life, I didn't realize how destiny, how important that was. So guess what I did a lot of times? I made my own book. Okay, I wrote my own book. But the Lord is patient and he's kind. And he says, I'm there for you. When you pay attention to me, we'll talk, you know. So, okay, so let me go back to our destinies will bring God glory, right? Okay, what's glory exactly? Glory is to make somebody more important, greater, give more honor, give more splendor, more power, magnify. You know, you put a magnifying glass on something and it gets real big. That's what we can do for the Lord by simply fulfilling our destiny. Like I said earlier, it's written in the book, right? So the glory comes first. So let me read this to you. It's in John chapter 17, verse 1. Now, what I'm using here is mainly it's the Passion. John 17, 1, it says, this is what Jesus prayed, and he looked up into heaven. Father, the time has come. Unveil the glorious splendor of your Son, so that I will magnify your glory. Okay, and then there's a comment by Brian Simmons. He wrote the Passion Translation. He's the translator. And he made this comment. The Father unveiled the glory of his Son on the cross. That was his destiny, right? And he and the empty tomb, the ascension into heaven, right? And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus' destiny. There are big things in your destiny. And you know what? We say big and little things, but the most tiniest thing in your destiny is very important. When you are in a store and the Lord tells you, sometimes I get impatient when I'm in a long line, you know? And then the Holy Spirit, because then I'm thinking of the cash register. Well, she's slow, you know. She's kind of slow. The Lord will speak to me. Smile at her and tell her, you're doing a great job. Now, when you hear that little voice, okay, that comes down. A lot of times when the Lord speaks to us, it doesn't come through a process of thoughts. It actually comes down like a parachute. You weren't even thinking about it. It just comes down, you know? And then you think, oh, I never thought of that before. Well, yeah, it comes from his thoughts, you know? So then he says, you know, so when he speaks to you, it's really, really important for your destiny now, okay? Your destiny is that you are quick to obey. Just because it's something tiny and something small Every sentence that the Lord wrote in your book is part of your story. So it's really important that we look at our lives a little bit more different. You know, let's not take it for granted. We're not like anybody else. We belong to God, and we have a purpose and a destiny. So we're different. So you cannot compare yourself with others and think, well, they're just as nasty. I'm going to be nasty too. And look, everything that's happening in the world, you know. So what I'm saying is, you know, you do have to have a close relationship with Jesus, okay? And that really isn't very hard either, okay? So let me go here. Okay, so I want to consider a little bit more our destiny, okay? Okay, this is Psalm 139, verse 16. Now, this talks about the book that the Lord has written about us, okay, in heaven. So I just want you to be really, what shall I say? You know how when somebody writes a book about you, you know how important you are? You are so important. You are so valuable to his plans. That's the heart of God. Amen. That's his heart. Yep. And these parents here, that I think are the greatest and adopted so many souls. Do you realize what calling you have? To have living souls, you know, under your care. I mean, and there's a book written about them, you know. That is so awesome. So let's really not take it for granted. Or that this is just, where's my tissue? I'm making myself cry. Well, no, it's not me. The Lord's making me cry. We'll blame him. But anyway, so... So, anyway, guys, what I'm saying is, so will you please take it to heart? Take it to heart, okay? Don't let it just be in your brain, will you? You got to let it come down 18 inches, all right? And then when you see others, you think of them a little differently because you're saying, oh, especially if we're part of the body, we're a church, you know? You put more value into them because you know that Jesus loves them so much. He took the time to write a whole book from the time you were born, every day. Okay, listen to this verse. Then you know that it's a daily book. 139, verse 16. It says, you saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me. You're talking about just planning a day out with your kids. One day, it's a big job, right? Guess what? He planned every day for you. Now, that's amazing, isn't it? Oh my goodness, you know? Isn't he wonderful? I mean, he's so big, he's so amazing. I mean, only he can do that, right, God? And then to think that we each have a different book, now that's even more amazing, you know, very specific. So you're loved, you're important, okay? That's very easy to understand. You're loved and important, okay? And then when you sense that love and that importance, then it's easy for you to love back. He loves you so much. Then, you know, the Lord says that he loved us first. Even when we were enemies, he loved us first. And so it's easy for us when you know somebody is so crazy about you. Yeah. The Lord is totally enthralled with you.
Right.
And he's so enthralled, he loves you so much. You can't help but say, all right then. Okay, then. I'm going to like my book. I can trust the one who wrote it, right? So So you're going to trust him, the one who wrote it, okay? So that's easy. You don't have to be, you know, when it comes down to your heart, it's easy to comprehend, right? So you love him and you're going to be happy about receiving his love. Okay, now, there's two questions here I have. Am I truly convinced now that I have a very personal book in heaven he wrote about you and me? Let's take a few minutes. Are we convinced in the heart? Close your eyes for a minute. I want you to see a book, and it's all about Janann. Every page, Janann this and Janann that. It's all about Virgil this and Virgil that. Elizabeth this and Elizabeth that. Okay, so now we got that, right? That's down in our heart. Do not let the devil steal that from you. You're an important person. There's a book about you. Okay, so now I want to have another question. What's my desire? Okay, what's my desire like to live out every page? Do you have a desire that you really, really want to live out every page? You know, the amazing thing about it is that Jesus knew his book. Thank God we don't know ours, actually, sometimes. But did you know that that was the greatest desire and the hunger in Jesus' heart, that he wanted to fulfill his destiny? He wanted to fulfill his Father's destiny with all of his heart. And he didn't care what the cost was. He didn't mind it. Because that relationship is so tight. It's tight. So our relationship with the Lord has to be just as tight, just as close, right? And you know what? It can be. We got the Holy Spirit. We got the Holy Spirit. So you, okay, have a desire that you want to live out your book. Okay. Now, I want to show, I want to read John 17, verse 4. This is Jesus again, and he said, I have shown the world your glory by faithfully doing everything you've told me to do. Okay, so what in this verse do you see? There's a word that we sometimes struggle with. Obedience. Right? He says here that he's done everything that the Father told him. Now, I want to go to obedience, okay? Obedience is also a practice. So all I'm saying is that when God moves on you to do something and you hear that, like I said, sometimes it comes down with a thought. Sometimes you just have a feeling. Go buy this or go buy that. Or you don't even know who you're buying it for, okay? You're in the store. This is the example that Nashang gave me. And she's in the store and the Lord said to her, buy that. And then she ended up at my mother's birthday party and my mother said, soap! That's what I want, soap! I love soap! And that's the gift that Nashang bought for my mother that she's never even met. And so, but the Lord told her to buy soap. Little things, okay? So practice your obedience. You see what I'm trying to say? Sometimes we only practice our obedience on big things. And then we don't have the guts, right? But if you in your daily life, if you keep on practicing saying yes, Lord, just say yes, Lord, okay? Actually, every morning you get up, guess what you do? You say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I said that to Angel. I said, Angel, I have a word for you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Because whatever he asks us to do, are we going to say no? No, we're going to say yes. So practice your obedience. And let me tell you, once you start obeying in the little things, like in your daily life, then the Lord is going to speak to you more and more and more. And he's going to speak to you about bigger responsibilities, bigger things. You know why? Because he can trust you, right? He can trust you that you will follow through with it, okay? So, and you are able to hear him better. So, practicing obedience is a good thing, okay, to fulfill our destiny. Okay, let me see here. Then we go to John 17, verse 10. Okay, I have a drippy nose because it's allergies. Sorry. But anyway, okay, I'm going to read it. For all who belong to me now belong to you, and all who belong to you now belong to me as well. And my Father's and my glory is revealed through their surrendered lives. And we sang about that this morning. And surrendering is also not hard. You just, when you fail to surrender, all you have to do is just say, oh, forgive me, Lord. And just start right then and there. It's a moment by moment thing. Sometimes we feel like, okay, this is in the morning and I'm going to be obedient to the Lord today and I'm going to surrender all day. Well, guess what? We're people. Is that going to happen? No. We have a lot to deal with. We've got the flesh, the devil, and the world on our case. So we're going to fail sometimes at surrender, right? But don't let the devil blow it up. That's what he loves to do, okay? He loves to condemn. He loves to tell you how sorry you are and that you should have grown up much more than you have. You know, I know all of that because he talks to me too. So he's a liar and he's the father of lies. Okay? So when you fail in your surrender, you just practice getting back up. Amen. Okay? Practice getting back up. Okay. Yes. Amen. Amen. So let me see where I am here. So the thing about it is about obedience. You know why obedience can get a little easier? Because if you're already surrendered totally to him, then that's the underlying heart condition that you have. Your spiritual heart attitude is surrender. So then when the Lord speaks to you about something, it flows a little easier, right? Amen. So don't write your own book. Yeah. Stick to his. Stick to his book. Yeah, his book is better. Actually, it's more enjoyable. But, you know, all of this doesn't sound hard. You know why? Because it really isn't, okay? Living in the realm of the kingdom and in the realm of the Holy Spirit is a moment-by-moment thing. And there's no condemnation. And guess what? When you get up or you ask the Lord for forgiveness, guess what? You talk to him about that fall. And you know what he's going to say? What are you talking about? I've made big mistakes in my life, and I'll mention it to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord said, because I was married before Marvin, and I tell him, you know, Lord, I really did. My picker was not very good. I picked the wrong choices before. You know what the Lord says? He says, oh, Marvin is your first choice. And I said, excuse me? And then I thought to myself, oh, yes, Father, you're right. Because, see, in his mind, he's forgiven you, right? So what are you talking about? So, okay, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, it's a moment-by-moment thing. So we can all make it and all you know, make it with the Lord. Okay, listen. So let's be surrendered, and we sang about that too. And then we go to... Okay. So we want to live in the realm of the Holy Spirit, right? That's really where we want to live. Because when you live in that realm, life is less, it's not as hard. Now, I keep on saying it's not as hard because if you do those things that we mentioned, you know, get up quickly. Don't make a big deal out of it because the devil will blow it up. You're really sorry for what you did, but the blood of Jesus covers it and he forgets. Right? So those are all things. And you surrender all every day, you know, that's another thing. So those are not hard things. So so we go to, let me see here. Okay, so the first thing we need to do is also in this whole thing, the whole scheme of things, of glory and destiny, right? Of bringing down kingdom down here to earth, is that you do have to love him, number one. And he means that. Yeah. He really is a jealous God. We also sang about that, right? And so you don't want your affections to go to nobody else like that. Not even to my sweetheart here. That's Marvelous Marv. You know? But he ain't going to be number one, right?
That's right.
Even with your children. It doesn't matter who the person is in your life. Your parents, anyone, friends, church people. Okay? He wants to be so loved by you that he... Actually, I say he's number one because that's the first commandment, but actually he's not even a number, okay? He's actually way up there, way up. So he ain't going to be number one, you know. He's just, he doesn't have a number by it. So we love him. Now listen to this, okay? We also sang this. Luke 12, verse 30, okay? It says, you are to love the Lord Yahweh, your God, with a passionate heart from the depths of your soul. What's your soul? Our mind, will, and emotions, right? From the depths of that. With your every thought and with all your strength. This is the great and supreme commandment. And you know what? You know basically why he's so jealous for our love? Is because we came out of him. And the more we love him, the more we receive of him, the fuller we become. The fuller we become. Amen. So I just want to also bring up that we in this life, okay, you know what we are? Pilgrims. You know what a pilgrim is? You're actually from another country. What country are we from?
Heaven.
We're from heaven. So actually, you're going around with a suitcase. Sojourners. Because this is what happened. One morning, the Lord showed me a suitcase, and it was a one of those big ones, you know, on wheels, and it has four wheels, and then my hat was on it. I always wear a hat, you know, I'm a hat lady. But anyway, my hat was on the suitcase, so I said, oh, Lord, that's my suitcase. I saw it in my mind. And I said, oh, are we traveling? I love to travel, you know. And the Lord said, you're a sojourner. You're a pilgrim. Oh, all right. He says, so, he says, don't get too attached to anything down here. Don't get too attached. So what I want to say is, and you, when you really give your surrender your heart to the Lord, you get to know him. It's very easy to love him number first. It's not hard to fulfill the first commandment. It really isn't, right, guys? It's not hard to fulfill the first commandment, you know? Yeah, it just isn't hard, you know, because you love him so much and he pours out into you so much, like, all right, then this is not hard. It's like when a guy, our sweet angel, you know, if he's in love with the woman, you know, it ain't hard to love her. No. So there you go. Picking on angel. But anyway, so that's not hard either, is it? So you just love him with passion, okay? And the only reason why you can tell that you don't love him, number one, is when you go over your day and you say to yourself, okay, did I tell the Lord that I loved him at all today? Oh yeah, I did it in the morning. Oh, maybe I should tell him more often throughout the day. In your mind, you don't have to say it out loud. Tell him, Lord, I love you. The other day, I was saying that to the Lord, you know? And when I said it, right? And I was just not even paying attention. And I said, Lord, I love you. And you know what he said? Oh, you know how good that makes me feel. Honestly, he said that. He said, you know how good that makes me feel? It's like your kids. You know, when they say, Mom, Dad, we love you. It's like, oh, wow. Or you said it to your mom. You know, I love you. And something breaks. You know? So you tell the Lord, okay, throughout the day, it's just a little plan that you love him. You know? And that will help you love him more and more and more. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's good. It's good. Okay. All right. So, okay. Loving me, the Lord says, empowers you to obey my commandments. All right. 15, John 15, verse 10. If you keep my commands, you will live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands, for I am nourished and empowered by his love. So we have the opportunity to love him every day and let him know, okay? If you can say it out loud, it's actually even better. If you're home, you know, it's nice. You know why? Because then you hear yourself, you know. But if you're somewhere where you can say it in a whisper, it's very good. He loves that. And I was shocked when I just had that sense that he was right there listening to me when I said, Jesus, I love you. It's like, and when he said, oh, I love that. I said, okay, I'm going to say it more often. Okay, so, yes. So the two things that we need to do, right, is to fulfill our destiny and to make a difference, you know, to be in a revival. That's what revival is about, you know, in a nitty-gritty, right? That's what revival is about. So, first of all, you realize you have a book, so you're not living purposeless. You got to live purposeful, full of purpose. You have a book. Second of all, you're going to surrender to the Lord, so it's easier to obey. And what else makes it easier to obey is if you love him, number one. So those are all steps, little steps, step by step, every day. And it makes that whole thing of religion a lot easier, because it's a relationship. It's not religion. It's not in a box, you know, not put in a box. The Lord told me the other day, he told me, because I used to sing a lot to the Lord, you know, in my private time. And he told me the other day, he says, you know, I just had this thought come down, like I told you, you know, like a parachute. He said, you know, I haven't heard you sing to me lately. I said, oh, that's right. I haven't sang to you. So he loves it, okay, when you worship him in song, when you tell him you love him, and all of that. So we're called to live in the realm, you know, everything that I said to you is living in the realm of the Holy Spirit, right? So what I want to say to you now is that we need to come up, okay? The Lord is looking for his remnant to live in that realm. Let's say practice. That's all I'm saying. You know, all the things that I've shared with you, practice that. But when you live in that higher realm in the Holy Spirit, once you're there and you're aware of it, you will sense it in your relationship with him that is going up and up and up. it's more than it was before. This last year and a half, I've gone through some dark times, you know, some dark times physically. And I've been challenged in my faith, really have been in my faith. And so I said, I got to come up higher, lest I drown, right? And so you come up higher, but every time you will know that you are more consistently living in that realm. You can know it. You can sense it in your heart, okay? When you do all those little things. And that's what the Lord is calling his remnant for. He wants us to arise. He wants us to come up higher. He wants us to live in his realm. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is like oil. Everything is lubricated. It becomes easier. It's like swimming in water. You know how you can be when you walk, like outside, you can get tired real fast. Then when you're in the water, you don't have weight. Well, you can jump higher. You can walk in the water. The water takes your weight. So all I'm saying is that when we live in the spirit realm, your life is going to be going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And the Lord, and when that happens, right, your destiny is being fulfilled. Amen. And guess what happens when your destiny is being fulfilled? The glory of God is shown brighter and brighter and brighter. So whatever season in life you are, it doesn't matter what season in life you are. It doesn't matter to those that probably can be stuck at home. Okay, you can still rise to a higher realm in the Holy Spirit by little step, by obedience. You know, you can be used in prayer when you're stuck at home or sick or whatever. The Lord can call on you for anything. Write a note to somebody. I don't know what he would tell you to do, but you know. So, and the more you live in the realm of the Holy Spirit, the more that honestly, the easier it does flow. The easier it does flow. So, because you just, it's a matter of practice, you know. I know it sounds funny, living in the spirit realm, you got to practice, but it does take those things that we mentioned today, right? Amen. So, we do need to practice. So, yeah, some discipline, yeah. So, I just pray, okay, for all of us, that the Lord will, in these last days, in these dark days, that we will learn to live in the realm of the Holy Spirit. And you know what the realm of the Holy Spirit is? I'll give you one commandment. It describes that realm. Okay, where do I have it? You see that scripture, Angel? About the, where is it? Romans? Yeah. Yeah, Romans 14, yeah. 14 what? Okay, yeah, go there. I don't see it here, but anyway. Okay, that realm is his kingdom, right? So for the kingdom of God, it's not a matter of rules, okay, about food or whatever. But it's in the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules, period, okay? You're not following rules, you're in your relationship with the Lord, you're following him in love, okay? It's not because you gotta do it, and you should do it, it's because he loves you and you wanna do it, right? So, but it is the realm of the Holy Spirit filled with righteousness, peace, and joy. Okay, so that's an easy checkup from the neck up. Or maybe from the waist up, because your heart has to be there too. So what you realize when you're not in that kingdom, how do you realize that? When you're not in that realm, living in that realm, some of us can live in the realm of the flesh, the realm of the soul, the realm of the world. What's that going to offer you when you live in that realm?
No peace and no joy.
Yeah. In that realm, there's no peace, no joy, okay? The righteousness is our position in the Lord. We're righteous because Jesus made us righteous. But you certainly will have no joy, and you certainly will have no peace. So listen good. We want to be honest with ourselves, okay? It's good to give it a hoot and a holler on Sunday, okay? That's all right. And be excited over the Lord. It's fine. But we need it day by day. Where do you live? What is your address? Your address is supposed to be joy, peace, and righteousness. Your address is not supposed to be worry, depressed, all of that. And when you do end up there, what did we say about that? When you do end up in the other world, you get up, okay? You don't stay there.
Amen.
Rise.
Amen.
You get your Amen. Butt up.
Yes, amen.
Bill, I can hear him. Anyway, so it's just a sweet encouragement that I want to give you, is you can live in that realm, okay? And it doesn't have to be complicated, all right? It doesn't have to be hard, okay? And these are just the basics things. So guess what? We can all be in revival. So here this morning, when you check yourself, do you have joy?
Yes!
Thank you, Michelle. Say yes, angel. Okay, so we have joy and we have peace. Okay, so listen, sweet people, you're in the right place. Okay, you're in His place. You're in the kingdom. Okay, so, and if you don't feel that this morning, guess what? You can step into it. You don't have to fast for the next week and punish yourself, okay? You don't have to make a big sacrifice to show the Lord you're serious. Guess what you have to do? All you have to do is step into it by faith. Step into it by faith. Our whole life is faith. So you just step into it.
Amen.
So we can do that, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's step into it. So let's pray. I mean, what I would like to do is, there's a song, and I think I gave you that song, huh, Angel? Yeah. Let's sing this song. This is what I really want to sing, and just pray, you know, and as you sing that song unto the Lord, you know. You tell Him, okay? Let them play it first. You guys play it first. We won't sing it, but the words are there. You can put this, huh?
Not yet.
So we're going to sing, or we're going to listen to the song, Lord, You Are Beautiful. Okay? So we're going to, it's an oldie but goodie. So, of course, it ain't old for Susan and Rick, you know. Although I'm older than they are. But anyway, so we're going to go to that song. But it says this, okay? I'll say the lyrics to you. Oh, Lord. So you say that to Him. You are beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds to me. And the other one is, O Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. Okay, so we're gonna sing that song. You know the Lord, You're beautiful. Tell Him, okay, with all your heart. Your face is all I see. Your grace abounds to me. Let's sing that same one. Oh Lord, your beautiful. Yes, Jesus. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Second verse. Oh Lord, please light my fire, that once burned bright and clear. Replace the lamb of my first love that burns with holy fear. Now let the Holy Spirit do it to you. Second verse. Oh Lord, please light the fire. Yes, Jesus. That once burned bright and clear, replace the lamb of my first love that burns with holy fear. Oh Lord, you are so beautiful. Yes, you are, Jesus. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. I just want you to raise your hands. You don't have to stand up. You can just, wherever you are, just raise your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Take a deep breath in, okay? Just by faith. Everything is by faith. Even if you might not feel Him, just take a deep breath in. That's the Holy Spirit filling you. Take a deep breath out. That's everything coming out. That doesn't belong there. So take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Sing one more song, Bill. I want to sing Hallelujah, the old chorus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Let the instruments play it one more time. You just be quiet and talk to him or love him.
Amen. That was a good word. Wow. Your book in heaven.